is Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in the third Shar. He discusses the union of Kiseitze la Milchoma lo Yevecho. Pasuk says you go out to Milchoma on your enemy. Viro Iso Sus Vorechev. You see army, horses, and chariots. Am Rav Mimcho. More powerful than you are. Loisiro Mehem. Not allowed to be afraid. Not allowed to be afraid of this army that comes to, obviously, to attack you. Loisiro Mehem. So the Rabbeinu Yoina says on this pasuk, Huzharnu Bozeh, the Torah gives an Azhora based on this pasuk. This pasuk is an Azhora. Shim Yire Ho'odom Ki Tzoro Kroivo. If a person sees that a Tzoro is close, there's a Tzoro that on its way, it's close to him. Tiyeh Yeshua Hashem bilvovoi v'yivtach oleho. The Yeshua of Hashem, I guess that means the ability and the desire and the chesed, the caring, the rachamim. The Yeshua Hashem is bilvovoi. In other words, it should be that it's a reality. Even Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin. And to rely on it, that it's actually going to protect him and allow him to be protected from this army's attack. And then he brings two psukim to bolster this concept. He says, "Ki inyan shenema ach koriv lirei of Yishoi." Says the posuk says that to the Yirei Hashem, the Yeshua, the salvation from Hashem, is close. And then the second pasuk he brings is Mi'at Vatire Me'enosh Yomus, which is the Novi Yeshaya is telling people, what, you're afraid of a man who can die? What are you afraid of man? Man dies. There's no Enosh Yomus. There's nothing to be afraid of. So it seems that these two psukim, it seems that's the only way to understand it, that the one is for each step of this Azhora. The Azhora said that when a Tzora is Kroivo, Yeshua Hashem should be bilvovoi. That would seem to be korov lirei of Yishoi. It's korov. In my heart, I know Yeshua Hashem kerefayin. In my heart, I know that Hashem can do anything. In my heart, I know that Hashem is molei chesed verachamim, and that He's involved in everything. And so, I have all of this awareness and this understanding and this feeling. And then the second step is miat batir me'enu shomus. Boy, you're afraid of this army. Boy, you're afraid of man. Man dies. Man is harmless. Man doesn't have any power. And that pashtus represents the v'yivtach oleho. Now that you have this combination of Yeshua Hashem bilvovoi, that you know Hashem is close and Hashem is capable and Hashem is caring in this, then don't be afraid. Miat v'atiri v'ayenu shomus. You're afraid of man. You're afraid of an army. Don't have any fear. Rely on Hashem. He'll take care of it. It seems, from the Rabbeinu Yoina, very clear also, that he's not just talking about a milchoma, because he says that the Azhora is Shem Yireh Ha'odim Ki Tzoro Kroivo, Ti Yeshua Hashem Bilvovo, Tzoro, any Tzoro, not only the Tzoro of a milchoma, Tzoro is Kroivo. When there's a Tzoro, whatever the Tzoro may be, the Tzoro could be a problem, could be a financial Tzoro, could be a health Tzoro, could be any kind of a Tzoro, a milchoma, whatever it is, danger, a Tzoro is Kroivo. What we're supposed to do is Yeshua Hashem bilvovoi and v'yivtach oleho. Question is that it seems from this Rabbeinu Yoina, it says very clearly that the person is not allowed to be afraid and that he has to trust that Hashem will in fact protect him from this army. There's a danger, a danger that's approaching, that's very close, and a person has to have this sense of, reach that level of bitochon. I'm not going to be concerned. I'm nothing to be afraid of. I'm relying on the Yeshua Hashem. Now, l'chora, the ingredients here are, number one, korav lirei of Yeshua. That doesn't mean that the Yeshua is assured. It means it's close. It means Hashem gets involved. It means there's hashkocha protis. It means afilu cherev chodo munach al tzavor shel odo al yimna atzma min arachamim, that Yeshua Hashem's keheref ayin, and it no matter how dismal and desperate and dire the situation, Hashem is capable in the last minute of doing everything, and the chesed and everything, all that, Yeshuas Hashem bilvovoy. And now that that's bilvovoy, v'yiftach oleo, and be certain, look at these men and say, may enosh yomus. These men, they're going to shoot, they nothing to be afraid of. I know that Hashem is capable, I know that Hashem is caring, I know that Hashem is involved, and I look at these people and I say, there's nothing to be afraid of. Who is enosh yomus? Goodbye, nothing to be afraid of, I'm out of here, and I don't have to worry about anything. The Shaila is, Poshet Shaila. We know that the greatest interference with a person being able to stand in front of an army or in front of any tzora and be sure, the yivtach al Yeshuas Hashem, that I'm going to be saved, the greatest interference is Shema Gora Machet. Maybe I don't deserve it. That's always the interference. If not, the Rishonim say, Kol ha-mamin, Kol ha-biteach mamin. Everyone has bitochen, has to have emunah, because otherwise there's nothing to be batuach. But lav kol ha-mamin biteach, and one reason, Shema Gora Machet. Because a mamin knows that Hashem does, and Hashem can, and Hashem everything, but there's only one problem. Maybe I don't deserve it. So the fear is Shema Gora Machet. So what is Rabbeinu Yoina saying? What's the pshat in this pasuk? Don't be afraid of the army. Rely, the yivtach al Yeshuas Hashem, that's bilvovoy, and you have nothing to be afraid of. You rely on the Yeshuas Hashem. What do you mean? Maybe I don't deserve it. It seems that the concept of Shema Gora Machet is completely being ignored. It doesn't exist. If you do the following, the army is coming or the tzora is coming. Number one, in your heart, you got to know Yeshua Hashem, Gerafai, and he's capable and he's caring and he's loving and he wants and there's Chesed Hashem and all that. Number two, may enosh yomus. This guy, who are you? What are you? You got you have no power. In a split second, you can drop dead and there's nothing left. So that's it. Now I'm relying on Hashem. Everything's going to be fine. What about the fact maybe I don't deserve it? I think that it must be that there's a very interesting psychological maneuver here. I guess I don't know what the right word is for that. That the pshat is like this, that a person, of course, the ultimate concern is Shema Gora Machet. But life situations, that Shema Gora Machet plays out in the face of danger, in the face of opposition, in the face of tragedy, in the face of difficulty, of challenge, of problems, of tzoros. And when there's no tzora facing me, I'm not so focused, Shema Gora Machet, everything's fine. Oilam kimin hogo noyeg. Now there's a tzora. And I'm taka thinking, Shema Gora Machet. It seems that if a person can muster the strength to realize that Yeshua Hashem Kerafayin, Yeshua Hashem Bilvovoy, Hashem cares, Hashem loves, Hashem's involved with all of those emunadika things that we have to realize in order to be able to be confident in Hashem. And then he looks at this tzora that's facing him right now, where the full focus of his Shema Goram Hachet is focused, because that's what I'm afraid of. Right now, when the army is coming to shoot him, he's not thinking about the fact that he's missing a few bucks in his bank account. Or he's not thinking about the fact that he has a medical problem to worry about, or somebody this, or some other tzora out there. He's focused on the army that came to kill him. At that moment, the person has the ability, when he's mevatel the danger, and he recognizes that Hashem has all of that koyach, at that moment he's capable of connecting with that bitochon, despite the fact that the Shema Gora Machet could theoretically still exist. It's like when it's completely focused on one situation, then by rising above that situation and being able to put my trust in Hashem under those circumstances, from that danger, in that situation, then he now has the ability that the Shema Gora Machet is, emotionally, I'm not worried about that anymore. I'm confident. It's almost like he psychologically, I'm not even sure I understand how it works, but he psychologically transposes the Shema Gorem Hachet onto the imminent danger that faces him. And now, once he eliminates that danger, because I'm not afraid, Hashem is Me'enosh Yomus and Yiras and Shuas Hashem Bilvovoy, so now all of a sudden I manage to connect and to bypass anything that's left with that Shem Gorem Acher, and I can feel that total confidence in Hashem. And if that's the case, I think this, if this is so, then it's really a very important tool, because as we face the difficulties of life, and unfortunately, they're many, and wherever you turn, and at any given moment, there's challenges and sorrows that people are facing. And as we face these difficulties, the biggest problem that the ma'amin has, a person's not a ma'amin, he should give up. Because if you think the world is hefker and it's not being controlled by Hashem, and Hashem is not caring and loving and benevolent and molei chesed v'rachamim and koil yochol and Yeshua Hashem kerefayin, then there's no hope. You can mamash lose your mind. But even the ma'amin, but the ma'amin is disturbed by one thing. Maybe I don't deserve it. That's the ultimate, the repeating refrain that repeats itself all the time. How do I know? How do I know? How do I know? Maybe I don't deserve it. I deserve it. I deserve it. So it seems that there's a koyach in focusing on the imminent danger and facing off against it and just looking at it and saying, hey, there's a problem. It's a massive problem. There's an imminent problem. It's right here. It's ototototo. As much as cherev choda amunach al savorov, Yeshua Hashem kerefayin, no problem. Aye, but what about the danger that's here? Danger that's here? That's nothing. Aye, what about the Shema Gora Machet? No, no longer. Once I've been able to eliminate the concern for that danger, I'm able to emotionally elevate myself to such a connection and to such a trust in Hashem that I sort of leave behind this baggage, I would call it baggage of Shema Gora Machet. I'm not, no. I trust Hashem's chesed. I know intellectually I know Shema Gora Machet, but I'm emotionally, I've dealt with the situation to such an extent that I've emotionally connected with such confidence Hashem is going to help me, that emotion overrides any concerns that I have, and Memela generates the schus, which a person should actually be able, once he has that bitochen, he has the schus, that should be emes enable him to be able to extricate himself from the tzora. I think that as life unfolds and we learn more and more about people's difficulties, we need to find more and more etzes to be able to rise above them. And in a sense, the difficulty itself, the magnitude of the difficulty, the army, amrav mimcho, it's esus v'rechev amrav mimcho, and the imminence of it, it's ra'iso, you see them, they're right here, tzora kroivo, that can serve as a vehicle to catapult a person emotionally into that ultimate sense of trusting Hashem, and can overpower any hesitation and concern that he has, and he can be zeichet to get himself out of all kinds of sorrows.